Our reading for today is from 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, verses 1 through 20. When one of you has a grievance against another, does he dare go to law before the unrighteous instead of the saints? Or do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if the world is to be judged by you, are you incompetent to try trivial cases? Do you not know that we are to judge angels? How much more, then, matters pertaining to this life? So if you have such cases, why do you lay them before those who have no standing in the church? I say this to your shame. Can it be that there is no one among you wise enough to settle a dispute between the brothers, but brother goes to law against brother, and that before unbelievers? To have lawsuits at all with one another is already a defeat for you. Why not rather suffer wrong? Why not rather be defrauded? But you yourselves wrong and defraud even your own brothers. Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor greedy, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are profitable. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be enslaved by anything. Food is meant for the stomach and stomach for food, and God will destroy both one and the other. The body is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord. And the Lord for the body. And God raised the Lord and will also raise us by his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a prostitute? Never! Or do you not know that he who is joined to a prostitute becomes one body with her? For as it is written, the two will become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord becomes one spirit with him. Flee from sexual immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body, but the sexually immoral person sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Josh Leigeber, Trinity Lutheran Church, Leesville, Alabama.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, St. Paul concludes our text for this morning, this little section, with the phrase, "So glorify God with your body." You see, St. Paul, throughout his letters, reminds us of the importance of the body. Our bodies matter. Sometimes we forget that. Sometimes we get so focused on the spirit, on the soul, that we forget all about the body, that the spirit's all that matters. And sometimes even to the extent that we would be just as happy if we could just leave our bodies behind and our souls could go and be with Jesus. But Paul reminds us that our bodies matter. Our bodies are created by God. We were made to be body and soul creatures. And because our bodies matter, what we do in and with our bodies matters. As the body of Christ, we are not to engage in lawsuits against one another. We've learned better than that. We've been redeemed. We've been set free. God hasn't held our guilt against us, our sins against us. We have been bought back, set free from that way of life. We ought to be ready and willing to be corrected and to be forgiven and to speak those words of forgiveness that we need to hear. We, together with the rest of the members of the body of Christ, stand together as those who continue to be in need of forgiveness. And when we recognize that and can speak that forgiveness to one another, oh, it's a good thing. And so as the body of Christ, we don't live according to the old manner of life. We don't go out and accuse one another before people outside of the body. We care for one another and love one another enough that we work to heal the body, that we work to care for one another and to bring about peace. We glorify God in the body. And then Paul goes on. He talks about fleeing from sexual immorality. Not only do we glorify God in the body of Christ, that is the church manifested in the local congregation, and we also glorify God in our personal created bodies. We don't do these things that are part of the old manner of life. We've left those things behind. Let's recognize that when God made us His children through the waters of holy baptism, the water was poured on our bodies. It was poured over our heads, and the word connected to the water has given us new life, washed us clean, and made us children of God. And because we recognize that God intends to renew, redeem, restore our bodies, that He's going to raise us up on the last day, just like He did for Jesus, as Paul mentions in the text, we glorify God with our bodies. We don't get to do whatever we want. We don't get to live the life the way that our sinful flesh would want to live, because we are not our own, Paul says. We were bought with a price. And that's the point, you see. We were bought with a price, the price of Jesus bearing on His body the marks of the cross. Through His death on the cross, He has destroyed sin's hold on us. We are no longer enslaved to sin. We no longer belong to sin. Now we belong to God. Because of the gracious love He has shown to us through Jesus' suffering and death, we have been set free. We are no longer enslaved to sin. We're no longer dead in our sin. We have been made alive again. We have been made new in Christ Jesus. And we have the promise that what Christ received in His bodily resurrection on Easter Sunday, He is the first fruits of the new creation. What He has received, we too shall receive when He comes again, that resurrection, that restoration, that renewal, when Christ comes to make all things new. So let's not forget the importance of the body. And as we continue to walk together as God's people in this broken world, may our hearts and our minds and our actions always serve to glorify God in Christ and to build up His body. Amen.
We thank Pastor Josh Leigeber for this meditation on God's Word.